How can I get people to listen to me?
How can I
learn better?
How do I choose the right career?
How do I choose where to live?
How do I have a great holiday?
How can I get off my
phone? How can I get off my phone?
How do I need an awkward conversation?
This is the Behavioural Vaccine Podcast.
With Padraig Walsh, a behavioural scientist who rarely behaves himself.
And Kate Feeney, also a behaviour scientist and a comedian, apparently.
Each week we tackle the big and the little questions in life using behavioural science.
We hope you enjoy. So before we start this week's episode, I want to tell you a little bit about another great podcast on the Head Stuff Podcast Network. It's called Podarooney, and it's done by Joe Rooney. Kate, did I ever tell you that I was in Sri Lanka for 3 months with Joe Rooney's auntie?
You did not ever tell me that.
Yeah, I have never met Joe Rooney, by the way.
I have met Joe Rooney. He is a fantastic stand-up.
Yes. Yeah, so I spent 3 months in Sri Lanka with Margaret, his auntie, who used to tell me about her nephew who was in Father Ted. We won't name the character. I'm sure he gets it all the time. But Podarooney is a great podcast. Again, with Joe Rooney, Father Damo. Really good podcast. So give it a spin and have a listen.
Hello, Joe Rooney here. Back in 2015, I recorded my first Podarooney. And since then, I've been chatting to people that I meet throughout my travels, here and there, all over the world, including Sean Locke, Mary Coughlin, Frank Kelly, Joanne McAnally, Owen Colgan, Shazia Mirza, Aidan Gillen and Katja Reardon, but loads of people you'd never heard of who have very interesting tales to tell, including the sadly no longer with us Boston-based comedian Barry Crimmins, who led a crusade against images of child abuse on the internet, Tracy Carroll, whose daughter Willow has the highest grade of cerebral palsy, Drogheda homeless aide, Christine Volset, a Norwegian singer documentary maker who ended up hanging out with the young lads in Inner City Dublin and riding bareback on a horse through the city streets. All these very interesting tales to tell, and all you have to do is skip the first 6 minutes of me talking rubbish. That's Podarooney.
Last part of the year, Kate.
Can't believe we've made it, Padraig.
This signals the end of 2020, almost.
It's very exciting, I have to say.
Is it?
I've never been so happy to see the back of someone. You know, if you've ever had a guest over and it gets to 4 o'clock in the morning and you're just ready to go to bed, that's what it feels like with 2020. Ready to go to bed, lads.
Yeah, and there's somebody hanging on, just looking for a skin to roll one open.
Yeah.
You just go home. You weren't even invited to the party. Please. Stop trying to drag this on longer than it has to be.
We've just, no more booze. Just get out.
Just go home, will you? So yeah, that's what 2020 has been like. That unwanted guest at a party who just won't go away. But it's almost gone.
It's nearly done.
It's the joy of a calendar, isn't it? It's predictable. You know that it's going to end. Now, look, I think we've all fallen into this trap that 2020 is...
It was like it was infected as a year.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't wait till... 2020's gone because then everything's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kissing under the mistletoe and yeah, it's all going to be funny. But yeah, it's been a great year.
That's an interesting perspective, Padraig. Yeah, I suppose I mean...
No, it hasn't.
I was like, really? I was like, Padraig, please. But I suppose it has been good in some respects. Like, do you find there is a temptation to want to be like, what I've learned and grown. But actually, at the end of the day, you kind of just want it to be done and move on, right?
Yeah, I know. It's like when you were younger and you listened to really terrible... You listened to music that just you didn't like, but you felt like you had to like.
Yeah.
It's that idea that, yeah, no, I really grew. I learned in 2020.
Who was that band for you that you were like, ugh? But
that I didn't
that
like.
That you secretly didn't like, but everyone else liked.
Ooh, that's a really good question. Let me come back to that.
Yeah.
Maybe Muse.
Yeah.
But then I obviously grew to like them.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the time, didn't get them. Or Placebo.
Placebo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because everyone had a t-shirt with Placebo on their t-shirts and there was tops. I was like, well, I don't get Placebo. I kind of got them a little bit later, but not really to the extent that I wanted to wear their t-shirts or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But conformity was a big thing in 2020, wasn't it?
Everyone just wearing a pair of trekkie bottoms, pair of runners and bomber jacket.
Well, that and having to behave in a way that was completely in line with the government telling you what to do. That was a new thing for us.
That too, yeah.
The lost personal liberty. That was an interesting experience.
Yeah, nice social experiment. It's a nice social experiment. As was this, Kate.
This was
this podcast.
52 episodes later.
52 episodes, tens of thousands of listens. It has been very humbling. In fact, when I started to think about how many people had to listen to our drivel.
I know. It is nice. I mean, it was also, I remember being really scared and freaked out by the idea of it going out and the idea of us positioning ourselves as some sort of experts on the pandemic. Because obviously we were just going through it too and applying a little bit of what we know to hopefully help a few people along the way and help ourselves as well.
Behavioural scientists who can't behave themselves.
That's it.
But yeah, it was interesting. And do you know what? For all the listeners out there, we're so grateful because, well, we're not grateful. I know there was a lack of podcasts made this year. I know that there were very, very few other options available for you to listen to because really, I don't think anybody else made a podcast this year apart from us.
It was quite a rare idea.
Yeah. It was an unusual. No, look it. Most, it's the thing of 2020 was it was making a podcast, and we did that as well. And I suppose our aim was to apply the knowledge we have from our work, from behavioral science, from having a bit of crack. Do you want to tell people really where this emerged from?
Well, no. It was more just we had a drink on show, didn't we? And we thought,
yeah,
there is something to be done where you're bringing psychology and messing together somehow.
Tell it like it really was. It was a fairly tipsy conversation downstairs and on show on Camden Street. And Kate was, we'd done an improv show, or we had seen an improv show. And Kate had said to me, you know, you're into psychology. You do a bit of psychology. And I'm into psychology. Do you ever wonder why we do some of the stuff we do? I said, I do.
Did I say that? What a nerd. Like, what kind of person makes that chat on a night out?
It was more informal than that, you know? But I said, yeah, I'm into that as well. So he said, maybe, just maybe, we could do a stand-up show together. I thought, no, that's not going to work. So then in the middle of March, I said, well, how about a podcast? And then the behavioural vaccine emerged.
What I find really funny is when we went in to record in March, I really thought this was going to be a tough 2 weeks ahead, you know, because we talked about making enough episodes to get through a fortnight and that was going to be that. And I remember you saying, oh, it'll be longer. It's going to be longer. And I was kind of going, oh, a month and a half, 2 months.
Are we talking about the pandemic or the podcast?
Well, both, actually. I kind of thought, like, this will be a cute little pandemic, you know, micro-sized, in and out, and did not anticipate being where we are now. But I suppose the pandemic has facilitated us continuing to talk.
Yeah.
And I've genuinely, like, through the process of it, have really enjoyed it. And it's been interesting over the last few days to dip back into some of the old episodes, some of the first episodes, and just listen back to, well, I suppose there's a certain like hope and naivety to, you know, how we were going to get through it. But actually, probably a lot of what we talked about was even helpful to me too, you know, because we did end up talking about how to go through change, how to manage our own experience of losing our tempers, changing our habits, all that stuff. And that was, yeah, it all became very real, which was interesting to go through.
It became very real. And, you know, when you listen back at some of the earlier ones, they're still applicable to some extent now, like things about fairness and group behavior and wearing a mask and adapting to change and working from home. And you're thinking that's a really temporary thing. Let's make a 5 minute bite-sized podcast for people on this. But actually it ends up, we're still working from home. A lot of us are at the moment. So look, it's been really, really interesting. We're coming into Christmas as well, which is an interesting time.
Yeah.
Behaviorally, even where Christmas emerged from and this idea of superstitious behaviors.
It is. It's an interesting thing to go from this completely brand new world over the last, you know, since March, really, back to something a little bit more familiar. It feels like we're gravitating back to the friend that you know really well at the party. Or, you know, if you ever go to a wedding and you only know one or two people.
And you latch onto them.
Yeah. And like maybe you're stuck at a table with people, not stuck at a table, but you're placed at a table with people that you don't really know. And by the end of the dinner, you're kind of just excited to get back to your real friends and have a bop. It feels a bit like we're gravitating back to that familiarity when it comes to Christmas. It's not going to be exactly like it was in previous years, but there's a relief to it, isn't there? You know, there's a relief to getting to that stage of the year where we know we're getting some stuffing, turkey, ham.
And particularly with a vaccine on the way.
That's definitely giving us hope.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It is. If you were getting to this stage and there was no hope of a vaccine or this was going on indefinitely, that would not be fun. So that's really, really good.
Yeah.
If there's one area that requires a behavioural vaccine over the next few years, it is our use of energy and our ways to conserve that energy. This week's episode is sponsored by 180 Degrees. It's a podcast series that looks at the energy choices that we make when it comes to transport, our homes, business and technology. And this week's episode from the SEAI podcast 180 Degrees is looking at the difference a home energy upgrade can make. But Christmas is interesting in where it emerged from historically. And I'm going to tell the story. You know the story I love telling about Christmas and how it links in with superstitious behaviours and picturing the scene of being a prehistoric man or woman. And you're just relying on the daylight. You're relying on the sun for heat and you're relying on the sun for light and heat and to grow your food, and it provides pretty much everything to you, and it gives you a fantastic suntan as well, which cavemen loved. But you had this period from June to December where the evenings and there was daylight really long, and then as the months go by it starts getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. And obviously if that's happening and you don't know what the hell is going on and you don't understand space or the sun or the moon, you just see this ball in the sky, you start to think the world could end. Yeah. You know, that you're anticipating a catastrophe and that the world is going to end because the days are going to get shorter and shorter and shorter and we're going to have eternal darkness. And then what I suppose emerged from that is what we would classify in behavior analysis as ritual behaviors, that they don't actually cause the change, but we associate the two together. So that around December, there would be, you know, rituals, celebrations, you know, ceremonies that would occur, pagan rituals and ceremonies that would occur at that stage. And then lo and behold, the days start getting longer again. So if you know that that's the winning formula, if you're getting into a December and you're a prehistoric person and you go, wow, what did they do last year to stop this happening? Oh yeah, they killed a pig and some lad sacrificed his son. You go, right, okay, better sacrifice than son. So they have all of these celebrations, rituals and ceremonies that happen. And then Christmas just piggybacked on that, and Christianity piggybacked on the pagan rituals around that winter solstice. And
so it's so deeply entrenched that it has become this sort of anchor for us in an annual calendar for most societies. And it has felt like the land that we're all sort of trying to navigate towards in this very bizarre year. How are you going to be spending Christmas yourself, Boris?
So I thought that this Christmas was going to be, so we renovated our house last year. I thought this was going to be the year that we spend in our new home.
Yeah.
First Christmas at home. And after the year of spending the entire Christmas at home, I am going back to Mullingar and saying goodbye to Dublin for a week or two.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going back to my home as well. And yeah, there's certain, I think, comfort in going back to some of those old traditions. A bit like the cavemen. You know, I'll be going back to playing Monopoly, shedding.
Oh, that's going to bring out the caveman and the cavewoman in everyone. Yeah, there's a hot spot. I love a good game of Monopoly. But yeah, my brother's back as well. Like my brother had lived in Canada and Australia for the last two Christmases. So now he's back living at home again. So yeah.
It's an interesting thing. It's so nice to have people home, but there's this new tradition Well, hopefully it doesn't become a tradition, but a new practice, which is people coming home, family members coming home, and then they're into quarantine for 2 weeks. So I know a lot of people, it's a bit like, I remember people would maybe if they move country, move to Ireland, they would bring their pets with them and the pet would be in quarantine for X amount of time. But now people's siblings are in quarantines in Airbnbs or holiday homes or wherever they might be. And that's just, it's this funny thing that's happening now that, yeah, people are still desperate to reconnect. And that was one of the lessons that we saw from 2020. You know, it was a very human lesson about what people missed and what people sought out and how creative people were in retaining connection. You know, that I think there was a certain simplicity. We talked about the simple life. There's a real simplicity re-embedded in our way of living and our understanding of what's important to us. And I think that for me personally, when I look back on everything we've talked about, we've covered a lot of sort of survival tactics and we've philosophized and we've analyzed. But one of the things that's really stuck with me across time when it comes to the pandemic is how much we really were just brought back to a more basic humanity.
They've remained for me. Like the idea of wearing jeans are wearing trousers. I know that sounds like, that's still a bit of a struggle because there's the last month maybe I've had to get up and go to work and wear jeans or trousers.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I haven't worn these in ages. I'm working from home wearing a pair of shorts.
Well, the idea of putting on any sort of other facade.
But even going into a city centre or going to shops, I'm just, no.
Yeah.
It's just the hassle of it. Comfortable shoes. I've really grown to appreciate the value of comfortable shoes.
But it's interesting. Like, I do think that, like, we've kind of been brought back to, in some ways, a more authentic version of ourselves. I even was looking back at photos from our first podcast. We kind of put on our nice clothes.
Oh,
and we went in.
Bless.
We had, like, our hair all nice. And by now, I mean, I'm here in my, like, hoodie. Our hair is standing on end. Now, we look great.
Speak for yourself. I still make the effort.
No, I'm trying, but no, but I think a lot of people have dropped some of the, you know, well, there's been no reason to kind of put on your fancy clothes and go out, and we are going to have a celebratory end of the year dinner, but that's been really interesting as well. Like you said, we haven't had to put on our fancy clothes and go anywhere, or there haven't been events, weddings, etc., etc. So we have gotten back to this very basic humanity. It'll be interesting to kind of put on the Christmas regalia.
Jumper.
Yeah.
Christmas jumpers and hibernation. But it's been fun. And for something that emerged from a fairly tipsy conversation, the 52 podcasts that we've done this year have covered a range of different topics. Let's be fair. We didn't intend to talk about pensions or voting or storytelling or nutrition. But we have got through those things, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So we try to keep our podcast to 20 to 30 minutes every single time. And that's just because people give us feedback and said, you know what? That's about as long as we can tolerate you for.
Yeah.
And people like that short podcast format. So it's quite tricky with all the ramblings and deviations that we go on.
We do like to deviate.
We do like to try and fit a bit of crack in. But it's been fun. And that's the way we'll be continuing. Hopefully we won't be talking any more pandemic talk, but it'll be an opportunity to explore what influences our behavior on really basic things that occur in everyday problems like booze, like fitness, like well-being, like resilience, like storytelling, like recycling, like phone use, like technology use, like work practices. The list is endless. So if there are any ideas that you have, please do send us a message on the socials, because that's really what we're looking for going into 21.
And we have tried to apply what we've talked about ourselves this year. I've definitely made some changes off the back of things that we've discussed. And we'd love to hear as well if you have. So please do follow us on Instagram or Twitter and let us know what episodes helped you. If there's any episodes that, you know, you really particularly applied, if you have a couple of stories that you could share, we would love to hear those, and we'll share those back in the new year.
Yeah. So before we finish up, just on this really brief episode to close out the year, there's a few really important thank yous you have to make. The first is to Amy. She's not bad looking. Yeah. My intention was when we started this to have married her, but look it, we'll get there. She is our producer and has to listen to us yap away. And
she's very patient.
She's very patient, sets us up and edits down each of our episodes and has them uploaded. So yeah, to Amy, we thank you.
Thank you to the Headstuff Podcast Network as well for hosting us and for nurturing us and helping us to grow and find new listeners and promoting us and, yeah, just being really sound and looking after us across the year.
Yeah, without those guys, those really sound guys, we couldn't have done it. And it's nice to be part of a community. It's nice to be part of the Headstuff Podcast Network because there's just so many great podcasts on there. And I know they're starting to launch the HPN Plus Patreon, which is really good. So do have a look at that because there's a collective of really, really sound folks involved in that. And they're really supportive. They are bang on. So yeah, have a look at HPN Plus if you get a chance, because that's their other big launch. Of course, we'd like to thank our guests that we had on this year as well. So we had Shane Timmons from the ESRI at the start. We had Mark James with us talking about eco-behavioural design.
We had Colm O'Regan talking about storytelling. And we had Laura Keeley talking us through some easy nutritional shifts that we could make.
Yeah. So those were some really nice... Did we forget anyone? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No. So those are some of the topics that we had covered. Obviously, the years has caught up on us, but we have got there.
I've enjoyed it, Borg. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks to anyone and everyone who's listened.
Yeah, thanks to all of the listeners. Thanks to everyone who has got in touch with us on socials. Thanks to those of you who have rated us. And please do share and rate us on wherever you get your podcast, because that makes a huge difference for us as well. And thank you to everyone who has done that already. Yeah, so thank you for listening to us, and we look forward to seeing you again in 2021.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Christmas is here again!
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.